From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Chrysler announced a major restructuring today. After losing $1.4 billion last year, the automaker says it will eliminate 13,000 jobs and close at least one plant by 2009. Chrysler had already cut more than 40,000 jobs since 1998. That's when it joined up with the German company Daimler-Benz, creating Daimler-Chrysler. And today's announcement from the U.S. division of the company came with a surprise statement that Daimler-Chrysler is considering new partnerships for Chrysler, including a possible sale of the division. From Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor, Dustin Dwyer reports.
As late as last fall, the German executives of Daimler-Chrysler said they had no plans to get rid of Chrysler. But prominent shareholders in Germany have complained that the U.S. division is dragging down earnings. That pressure led today to a somewhat cryptic statement from Daimler-Chrysler chairman Dieter Zetsche. He said Daimler-Chrysler is looking into strategic partnership options for Chrysler.
In this regard, we do not exclude any option in order to find the best solution for both the Chrysler Group and Daimler-Chrysler. Please understand that we cannot provide you with any more details at this point in time.
That statement has left many to conclude that Chrysler could be for sale. It also helped boost Daimler-Chrysler's stock price 9% today. But auto analyst Eric Merkel of IRN Incorporated says a Chrysler spinoff is not likely in the short term.
Well, I can't say that it would never happen, but I think that, you know, this turnaround plan that Chrysler's putting forward is legitimate, and I think that they're going to let it play out. I do have a good degree of confidence that it's going to work.
That turnaround plan includes cutting 2,000 white-collar jobs and 11,000 blue-collar jobs over the next 2 years. Chrysler will also close its plant in Newark, Delaware, and eliminate shifts in St. Louis, Missouri, and Warren, Michigan. Company leaders say that'll save Chrysler $4.5 billion by 2009, and they hope the cuts will help return Chrysler to profitability by 2008. Eric Merkel says if they don't, Daimler-Chrysler chairman Zetsche may have to get serious about letting the struggling American division go.
If Chrysler can't turn a profit, that's going to be the point where the pressure is going to build and he will be forced then to look for a buyer for Chrysler to spin that off somehow.
In the meantime, workers like Broderick Hunter from the Chrysler plant in Warren, Michigan, will wait to hear whether their jobs will be eliminated.
It's life at the Chrysler. I can just want to say that. You can't get upset on things that you can't control, and you never can control those guys. So they always got your life in their hands.
Chrysler executives say workers will be offered targeted buyout deals. Last year, more than 70,000 workers at General Motors and Ford accepted payments to leave their jobs. The offers at Chrysler won't be as widespread. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer.